Last night, at a steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, President Donald Trump started talking about the GDP growth numbers for the second quarter of this year. GDP stands for gross domestic product, and it's a measure. It is the measure of how much stuff the U.S. economy makes. In other words, this is the value of all the goods and services that the economy produces.
The GDP numbers come out after every quarter. So, for example, GDP growth in the second quarter tells you how much more stuff the economy produced in the second quarter than in the first quarter. And the president knew that those second quarter numbers were coming out this morning, and he was hoping the GDP had grown by more than 4%.
If it has a 4 in front of it, we're happy. If it has like a 3, but it's a 3.8, 3.9, 3.7, we're okay, but these are unthinkable numbers. If I would have used these numbers during the campaign, the fake news back there would have said he's exaggerating.
The president, always taking a shot at the news media.
The fake news.
Oof.
And when the number came out this morning, it was, drumroll please, 4.1%. The president got his wish, and we got our wish.
Damn right.
A Planet Money indicator for the day. When you compare GDP in the second quarter to GDP in the first quarter, it grew by an annualized 4.1%.
And to be clear, when we say annualized, that's just how GDP growth is measured. And basically what it means is that if GDP were to grow as fast as it did in the second quarter, but for a whole year, then it would be about 4.1% bigger.
And that is a big, healthy number. It is a lot bigger than the first quarter GDP growth rate, which was 2.2%. But, as with any economic indicator, you've got to understand how the indicator is constructed. And you've got to look a little deeper to really understand the economic story it's telling. On today's show, we answer 5 questions about GDP growth, starting with the most basic. What even is the GDP?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Stitcher. Household Name is a new podcast from Business Insider that tells the surprising stories behind the brands and products we use every day, like Trader Joe's and Coca-Cola. Subscribe to Household Name now in your podcast app. Support also comes from Alarm.com. Every day, millions of people trust Alarm.com's smart security technology to make their homes and businesses smarter, safer, and more efficient. Find out more at alarm.com/indicator.
Okay, 5 questions about gross domestic product, GDP. Let's go.
Here we go.
First.
Woo.
What is it? How is it calculated? Settle in, people, because here comes a primer on GDP. A GD primer, if you
very
will.
Very nice.
Dad jokes.
Very solid.
For the win,
very
people.
Solid dad joke, Carter.
Yes. Remember, GDP is a measure of how much stuff the American economy makes. But there's a couple of reasons why it's hard to measure all that stuff, the value of all that stuff. One reason is that the economy is just huge. The U.S. economy makes so much stuff. About $20 trillion worth of stuff every year. Everything from airplanes to haircuts to pickup trucks. That it's really hard to measure all that in any given moment.
And another reason it's hard is that we can't directly know how much money all of that stuff is worth until people spend money to buy it. Just like we don't really know the value of a new pickup truck that comes off of the assembly line until we see the price that people are willing to pay for it. And we all know you're not supposed to pay the sticker price.
No.
Everybody only suckers that. Pay the sticker price.
So think of an economy as people making stuff on one side and then people buying the same stuff on the other side. Well, even though GDP measures how much stuff people make, we have to start the calculation by first measuring how much money people spend on that stuff.
So, who spends money on the stuff?
All the stuff.
All the stuff. First, obviously, individual people like you and me buying things from companies, like buying milk at the store or coffee from Starbucks. That is called consumer spending.
And second, companies buy things from other companies, just like when Ford buys new equipment to put in its factory so that it can make those pickup trucks. We call that investment.
Third, the government. And this includes the federal government and state governments and city governments. Government also buys things like tanks for the military and firefighting equipment.
And fourth, finally, foreigners also buy stuff that's made in the U.S. We sell our airplanes and smartphones and financial services and all kinds of other things to people abroad. We refer to those things as exports. So calculating GDP first starts by adding those four categories. Consumer spending, we buy stuff. Investment, companies buy stuff. Government spending, government buys stuff. And exports, foreigners buy stuff.
And to calculate GDP, we then have to make one big adjustment. So far, we have only added up how much money is spent by the people and companies and the government, but not all of that money is spent on things that are made inside the U.S. For example, some of that money is spent on televisions from South Korea, toys from China. These are called imports. And remember, GDP is a measure only of things produced inside of the United States. And since those things were not made in the U.S., we subtract imports in the calculation.
And that's it. There's a few other tweaks, but that is basically it.
GDP!
Yeah, U.S. GDP is higher when American consumers spend more, when companies invest more, when the government spends more, and when American companies export more. GDP is lower when Americans import more. And now you know how to calculate GDP.
And knowing is half the battle. Second question. GDP in the second quarter grew at an annualized 4.1%. Is that a lot faster than usual? Is it normal?
The answer is that it is a fast, yes, even unusually fast growth rate. It's not unprecedented. Ever since the big recession ended 9 years ago, there have been four quarters when the economy grew faster. But the last quarter this good was back in 2014. So this definitely is a strong quarter for GDP growth, no question.
Question number three. What made the economy grow so fast in the second quarter? What were the highlights of the report? There were a couple. The first one is easy. Consumer spending. It is propelling the economy forward. Of that 4.1% growth, most of it was driven by higher consumption. This is probably because more people have jobs, so there are more people with incomes to spend. Plus, last year's tax cut means people are keeping more of their incomes, which also means people can spend more.
The second highlight is more complicated. Exports went up a lot in the second quarter, and it is usually a good sign when American companies are selling more of their goods abroad. Remember, that makes GDP go up. But in this case, more exports turned out to be both a highlight and a lowlight. Which brings us to question four. What were the lowlights? So sticking with exports for a second, a big reason they went up so much is that people were really worried about the trade war between the United States and other countries. People knew that tariffs were going to go up in the U.S. and in their own countries, and that those tariffs would raise the cost of the goods that they import. So people abroad were rushing to buy American products while those products were still cheaper. Exports of soybeans in particular really shot up, really changed the numbers in the second quarter. But that kind of thing only happens once. And if anything, it means that exports may not grow as much in the coming quarters.
Another lowlight? Business investment did not contribute as much to GDP growth as it did in the first quarter. Now, this is disappointing because the big tax bill that was passed at the end of last year was aimed at stimulating a big investment boost. And even though investment is still growing, it just hasn't accelerated very much. And finally, question number five, is 4.1% growth sustainable? We don't like to predict the future, because that is extremely difficult. But economists in general really doubt that economic growth will be this high in coming quarters or in the coming years. The export boom in the second quarter was almost certainly a one-off. And eventually, the positive effects of the tax bill will start to fade away.
Yeah, and all that said, it is okay if growth isn't always 4.1%. For now, the economy is still growing faster this year than it did last year. And even taking out the export one-off, it seems like the economy's underlying growth rate was still really healthy in the second quarter. Yes, there are definite risks ahead, especially from the trade war, and we will keep you abreast of those risks. Things can always change. But it's also true that there are always risks ahead. So, yeah.
Finally, keep in mind that GDP is just one indicator. It's a really important one. But to understand how the economy is doing, you should be looking at a whole suite of indicators, a more holistic approach. And of course, if you want to have some fun while doing that, there is a podcast that we recommend.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I see an indicator in your future.
GDP or ABC, always be closing.
Always be closing.
Oh, yeah.